Hello, and welcome to another LinuxQuestions.org podcast. This is the first podcast of the year, and I hope your New Year celebration went well. You might have noticed we do have some intro music now that is not going to be the regular intro music, but I'd wanted to have something here, and what I am planning is just taking a little bit longer than I had anticipated, so I figured better something than nothing. So as has become kind of the impromptu format of the show, and from now on is going to most likely be the format, I'll cover the Linux Questions news first, followed by any miscellaneous ramblings that I may have, and then I'll close out with some Linux news. And we are still looking for feedback. If there's something that we're not doing that you'd like to see, or that we are doing that you don't like, please do let us know, and we are, you know, definitely more than willing to change the show and the format and whatever, basically, based on your feedback. This is here for you. So 2005 is well underway, and we do have a ton of in store for you at LinuxQuestions.org. The first thing is the 2004 LinuxQuestions.org Members' Choice Awards. The voting is now open. The polls opened just under a week ago. They opened last Thursday, a little bit later in the night, and we already have over 15,000 votes have been cast, so we definitely are on pace to break the record for any of the previous years, the Members' Choice Awards. There's 24 categories, so make sure to place your vote in all the categories, and if you see your favorite application missing, please let us know. You can nominate it, and we'll make sure to get it on there for you. We're also looking for feedback on what awards you'd like us to add for next year, what ones you think should take away, or anything, any other feedback, really. And a lot of the projects really are rallying around it. I know we got to give the awards out last year at Linux World, and we will be doing the same this year at Linux World. And, you know, it really is good to see that the projects do appreciate it, and they really were thankful. And you know, the pictures from last year are posted if you care to see them, and I'm sure we'll get pictures of all of them this year. If you haven't voted yet, go to linuxquestions.org/awards, and you'll be redirected to the polls. The review section just got updated the other day, thanks to David, and while it was a fairly minor code update from the front end, you might not notice a lot of difference. It's the first of many code changes that you're going to see across the site, from the starting with reviews. The next up will be the HCL and the wiki, and then probably sometime mid-year we will be updating the forum code itself. So we do have a lot in store for you this year. One change you may notice right away in the review section is that you can now upload screenshots up to 3 per distro, so that should add, I think, quite a bit to the review section as far as usefulness and give you a little visual cue on what the distro is about. If you haven't seen it, should hopefully give you a better idea what it looks like, and hope you enjoy that one. And if you notice any problems or have any suggestions on functionality that we're missing in the review section, please do let us know. There are currently over 300 items and just over 1,000 reviews in the review section, so if you haven't reviewed your favorite distribution yet, please do go over there and add your feedback. I know the section does get quite a bit of traffic, so people really are using it. So you putting your feedback there will help other members make their decision on what distribution they should be using. Happy to report that the site for LQ Radio is almost done. I finished the install today of the software, and all the functionality is pretty much there now. David has to just go in and do some CSS cleanup and kind of LQize the look a little bit more. And then we have to get the logo set. But we are on pace to have that up hopefully by early next week, maybe even by Monday. So we do look forward to that. I know a lot of the mods are looking forward to participating in LQ Radio. And we still are on track to hopefully have our first show up in January like we anticipated. So we do look forward to that. I'd also like to thank my friend Jay, who suggested that we look into WordPress for the site. I had been looking at a couple other options. We did end up going with WordPress, and it's very simple software. It's PHP, MySQL, much like the rest of LQ, and it really did fit in with what we were looking for. It saved me a lot of time, and David a lot of time if you would had to program it. So thanks, Jay. One last note on kind of LQ related, I guess. As I mentioned on my blog, and I will extend the same offer to anyone listening to the podcast, I have a couple extra Gmail invites, so the first three people to email me listening to the podcast, if you're interested in an invite, just send me the email address that you would like me to send the invite to, and I'll get that right out to you. On to some more general Linux news. Asa, who I had been fortunate enough to meet a couple times, who's from the Firefox team, posted almost a week ago now a graph on his blog of the Firefox download numbers. And it was good to see that the New York Times ad really did have a somewhat noticeable effect on the number of downloads. And the fact that they reached 15 million downloads as fast as they did is great. I'm glad to see that an open source project that's coded as well as Firefox is also has as good of a marketing campaign as Firefox does. It's great to see. I think it's the direction that, you know, a lot of projects are going to end up going. I know there's so many great projects from a functionality and coding standpoint that a lot of people have never even really heard of just because the marketing is something that a lot of programmers don't like to do. So the fact that they have both there, you know, it's great to see. And a lot of people, a lot of non-Linux users especially, their first kind of foray into open source software is going to be Firefox. And I think based on their experience there, they'll, you know, hop on other open source projects, which is, you know, obviously what we all want. And it's great that they could break that ground. Second news story that I'm going to cover is the fact that IDC has proclaimed Linux to now be mainstream. Kind of a fluff article, even though it was good to see. Really had no context along with the article, so it's tough to tell what they really mean there. Linux has been mainstream on, say, the server side for quite some time now. I mean, a year, if probably years. And on the desktop side, I still don't think it is mainstream. So I'm not sure exactly what they meant there. But the article has been getting quite a bit of press, it seems, and you can read a little bit more of what I thought on my blog. The last story that I'm going to cover is the Bill Gates keynote speech that he recently gave at the International Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. He first had his Windows Media Center PC hard lock on him during the speech, and then about 90 minutes later, during a game demo, he had that blue screen. So twice in about an hour and a half, he had Windows lock up on him, which is kind of fitting to see that, and I thought it was quite interesting. I would have thought they had those machines locked down pretty well and running like a well-oiled machine, but evidently Windows crashes even for them sometimes, so interesting to see. And later in the day, during an interview, he commented that he thought that people that didn't fully back intellectual property laws are communist, which I found a bit interesting, although I guess if I was worth tens of billions of dollars, maybe I would change my mind, although I doubt it. That about wraps up this edition of the podcast, but stay tuned. Thanks.